Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. I'm your host, Shabaka Sankore, coming to you from Los Angeles, California tonight, and we're dealing with the long-term ancestors on this episode. Our co-host there, is he in the studio?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I'm just making introductions here from Los Angeles, California, and so we're dealing with the long-term ancestors, and on our intro, that you've heard was by Sister Miriam Makeba. May she rest in power. And as we all know, that she was a political prisoner exiled from South Africa because of her beliefs of what she sings about. And she simply states in one of her statements that she merely sings the truth. So when you speak against the popular version of what is truth, then you're marked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's be real. You know, with all this censorship that they have. Yeah. And then we would have, boy, now I got the homies up here fucking with me. Yeah, but it's all good, you know. Yeah, you know, it's all good. Okay, so, you know, we're continuing with number two of our episode, and we'll turn it over to the co-host, Chan Krumah.
Yes, good evening. Peace, love, light, and black empowerment. I am Brother Che, next mayor of Denver 2023, and I am your host tonight, or your co-host tonight, and we're also joined with Lady Che.
Oh, peace, blessed her.
Hey, how you doing?
And we are paying homage to the ancestors tonight, the long-term ancestors continuing on. So we're going to go back into ancient Kemet with Akhenaten and
Ramses.
Tutmosis. Ramses, Amenhotep, Imhotep, the father of medicine.
And then, you know, getting with the father of medicine, you know, what was some of the ailments that he was curing in his time?
They were performing brain surgery back then, there was several things that he was doing to heal our people at that time. He earned that title for a reason, the father of medicine. Hearing all kinds of ailments that people were having at that time.
And then, too, and keep in mind, they don't ever want to give us credit for that. And the same thing with astronomy as well, too. The same thing with all the sciences, actually, because they want to sit up here and tell you about these dudes out of this place called Greece. But in actuality, they came to Kemet and started renaming everything.
Yep.
See? You know, calling Kemet Jesus. That's a Greek word.
Yeah, Alexander.
See, that's a Greek word. And they don't never want to give us our proper recognition. And as I stated on the past episode, you know, is that they mainly want us to sit up there and worship them. But at the time we were building the pyramids and performing brain surgery, they were living in caves. They didn't even know how to wash their ass. You see? And we had to show them how to do that. Yeah, you see? And that did just downright insanity.
And got the audacity to call us, to call us many things, but to call us, to call us racist for one, to call us colored for two, and for three, to tell us to get over it. We're paying homage to the ancestors tonight, the ones that gave their blood, sweat, and tears for our liberation. And we're just passing the buck to the next generation to deal with instead of handling this right now. We know it needs to be done.
Yes,
my pops, Chairman Sekou, would say, we know it needs to be done. We just need to do it. We just need to implement it. Black.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. See, but what it do is that they stagnate us economically, politically, educationally, medically, you see, and then also, too, As one sister was telling me, and you told me her name too, Brother Che, the woman, you know, the sister who had died where they kept her medical tissues and tried to comb them. Okay, say that again, please.
Her name was Henrietta Lacks, and she was from Brother Isaiah's from, Bmore.
Oh, okay, Baltimore. Yeah, okay. And Brother Isaiah, East Coast correspondent. Brother Colleen, you know, our international correspondent up there in Toronto, Canada. I'm the West Coast correspondent, and I'm coming to you from Los Angeles, California tonight. And also, too, for all you clowns up there at SAG and at Universal Music Group, yeah, we're going to be talking about you, too, because they exported so much of our talent. You see what I mean? And then on top of it, that we need to reach out to the youth as well to see what's on their mind. And they're welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996. We definitely appreciate the input we got from Outlaw Radio, so definitely check them out. And most definitely, you know, check out all positive media, black media platforms, because it's up to us to tell the story for us, not going to the oppressor. You see, thinking that they're going to tell us the truth. They're going to sit up there and tell us a bunch of bullshit to get us to countermand our progress, to get us to sit over there to kill one another off and what have you, you see. But however, though, we only been out of slavery 150 years, you see. But then, of course, the anchor man, you know, with these hidden agendas that they got now, trying to effeminize the black male, we went 150 years deeper into slavery. You know, and like all this crap, you know, that they are projecting out here, talking about vote for these black ass politicians who is talking about, well, the way for us to progress is to be all inclusive. No,
like
the way for us to progress is to do.
Like Stacey Abrams. Like Stacey Abrams and Warnock. You know, Warnock's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
He gonna be at the gay church, Shorter AME.
And everybody's gonna figure that this is a great accomplishment, and once again, he's selling us down the tubes as well too. Now, as T. Ford was talking about on Too Raw for TV last night about the situation in Buffalo. That happened with a dude, what's his name, Jensen, who went out there and killed 10 of our people. He knew what he was doing. Natural, of course, then, of course, there are those, you know, who sympathize with him and, you know, it wasn't all that bad. And no matter how bad they brutalize us and mistreat us, we're supposed to sit up there and skin and grin and act like ain't nothing funny. You see what I mean? And then also, too, you know, going back, you know, to our long-term ancestors, we got to mention Mr. Nat Turner. We got to mention Ms. Harriet Tubman. Yeah, see, and then, of course, we're not going to, and we already know who is doing what in the 20th century. And then, of course, you know, we got to recognize Marcus Garvey, black first. Do for yourself.
Yeah, you so we're going to be celebrating the 8th annual Marcus Garvey Day on August 20th, 2022, here in Denver, Colorado, at City at Axum or Cherry Park, from 11 to 4. So make sure y'all check it out. We've been doing this for 8 years, all independent. The city don't do nothing, have no involvement with it. We're all independent, black funded.
Yes, sir. Good. Real good. And that there's a way to do it. You know
what
I mean?
Shout out to Sankofa,
yes,
Denver.
Sir.
We've been doing this for 8 years.
Sir. Okay, good. Real good. Okay. And then also, too, our callers are welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996. Even if you did disagree with us, call us. And once again, we're still waiting on your Biden supporters to give us a call at 516-418-5996. And we yet to hear from y'all. And we understand, you know what I'm saying? And this is the more reason for us to deal with our own black political agenda, the more reason for us to deal with our own black economics, the more reason for us to make, what do they call that, not so much videography, but I'm going to say theater and filmmaking, telling our story with our own people producing it, getting the rewards off of it. Okay, because as Miss Cicely Tyson had pointed out in her book, is that in the early 70s, when you had what they would call the black exploitation films, you got to keep in mind our people didn't make money off of that. MGM did. Universal did. Let's see, who else? NBC, CBS. You know, they got all the lion's share of it. Yes, they. And then when you see these such films of us referring to each other with the NGR term and calling our women a B word and all that, they consider that shit to be progress. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's countermanding progress. That's what that is. That's countermanding our progress, you know?
That's exactly
and
what
then the cold
is.
Part about it is, you know, is that when pro-black-minded individuals such as ourselves, you know, speak about such, then all
we're,
of a sudden
we're
called
labeled
black
terrorists.
Racist.
We're labeled black identity extremists.
Yeah, all that shit. All that shit. You see what I mean? But then when we sit up here and then when we challenge, you know, white America on its white supremacy, then we get all these labels right here. And then quite naturally, of course, they want to go censor us on social media. But yet, though, you're going to put a black man like Billy Porter sitting up there at the Oscars wearing a damn dress.
You talking about Billy Porter?
Yes, sir. And then also, too, look at Magic Johnson's son. You know, going around and winning.
Look at Madonna's son.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, who is the white movie actress from South Africa? Charlie Theron, I believe her name, if I'm saying it properly, who adopted two young black boys from Africa and then makes a statement publicly that she's, quote-unquote, going to raise him as a girl. Now, listen to this. Raise him as a girl. That's impossible.
Well, I just read an article today about that shit, and it was like majority of them is white and Latino that's identifying as transgender. And they're young. They're like between the ages of 13 to 24 or something.
In their formative years.
Yeah.
Because
you know,
your that's really sad.
Your frontal cortex ain't fully developed until you're 25.
Right. You see, so with they being in their formative years, just like when they used to have this shit in California called Drag Queen Storybook Hour, they would have these it's sickening. And they
come
would
to
have
find
these
out a lot of
up.
Them was pedophiles. They had criminal offenses,
yes, sir.
Sexual charges.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? But they don't say nothing about that. But, you know, but let one of our black men, you know, go in and out the damn jail system. Oh, well, he's a career criminal. Oh, he's a terrorist. Oh, what is that? Hillary Clinton said, oh, they're super predatory.
Yeah,
you know
super
what I mean?
Yeah.
Super predators. And then when you go out here and through the city of Compton or what I've been checking out of how economically blighted it is. You see what I mean? And then to mention the fact that here you are near Los Angeles, California. Man, this place ought to be a damn black mecca. And yeah, and I am calling from where Serena Williams is from.
Yeah.
Serena.
Well, at one time it was a black mecca.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, just like the Crenshaw District was at one time in Leimert Park of L.A. You see, just like South Central L.A. itself used to be, where you had the black hair salons, the black barber shops, you see what I'm saying, the black barbecue joints, the record shops that I recall as a kid, but you don't have that there no more. Yeah, see, they got a place in Los Angeles called Koreatown, and I remember when there was no Koreatown, let alone Koreans, living over there. Now look at the economical powerhouse that they came for themselves. See,
that's because they do for themselves. Everybody else do for self but us.
Yeah, right. You see, and we cannot be going out here caping for these other groups. So they got to go hold their own nuts. You see
hold
what
them
I'm
nice
saying?
And tight.
Yeah, you know, hey.
Cape is off. We ain't caping for y'all mugs no more. So they're like,
yeah,
where's
exactly.
Support? We need your support. No, where's our goddamn reparations? Support
exactly.
That.
Cut the fucking check. You see? Cut the damn check. You see? Period. Oh, no. Well, you know, we can't do that because, you know, that there's racist guy and all this old type of shit. And then from what I understand down there, you know, which is an insult to long-term ancestors there within the last 60 years. Those are the civil rights movement. Where in the state of Florida, from what I understand, DeSantis has signed in the law that it is against the law in the state of Florida to talk about the brutal history of slavery because, quote unquote, it'll make white people feel uncomfortable. But guess what? I'm that motherfucker to make y'all feel uncomfortable because you're going to hear this truth, whether you like it or not. They say y'all need to check yourselves. You see what I'm saying? And then for those of you, you know, you caucasoids who saying that we're all the same, check this out. You know, L.A. is going to be having a heat wave next week. Go out there to Palm Springs into the low desert, which is a mile below sea level, just like Denver is a mile high above sea level, and your average temperature is going to be about 110, 115. It might creep up to 120. But please, white folks, when you go out there to prove that we're all the same, please leave your sunscreens at home, and we will prove to you in about 15, 20 minutes of how we are not the same.
Right. We are not.
And then let us know how to cure your sunburn, because we're not going to leave you out there, you know what I'm saying, but you would do it to us. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all could take the cold. I can't stand the cold. It goes below 75 degrees. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm chilly.
Looking for pants.
Uh-huh.
I said,
say
you
what?
Start looking for pants.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I mean? You know, and so once again, you know, your white supremacists are welcome to call in 516-418-5996. But we're going to tell you right now, this is an RBG house, so you better mind your temper when you call this number, because we ain't got no bones of hanging up on your asses.
Yeah, I was surprised.
We've done it before, and we will do it again.
I was surprised Joe Gibson was so calm, cool, and collective.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I appeared on Joe Gibson's platform before, and I've been called every black son of a bitch, every nigga, every... what else? Porch monkey, this, that, there, the other. And I just merely told them to go F themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see? Because we ain't. You see, you know, and I struck a nerve when we mentioned the Casual Killing Act, you know, in Virginia. Yeah, you see? You know, they don't want to hear that. And then when you tell them about how they used to brand their slaves, just like how they brand livestock, they didn't want to hear that. But we don't care. We really don't, you see? And then, but it's up to us to take care of us. Now, going back to our long-term ancestors, okay, Kemet, based off of research that I've done over the years, okay, they was the first nation to have public administration. And from what I understand, too, they were also the one of the first to have representative governments. There, you see? So this stuff they call democracy that the Greeks, you know, quote unquote, had came up with, you know, once again, something else they stole from Kemet. Just like medicine, they stole it from Kemet, you see? Brain surgery, you know, our ancestors was performing brain surgery 3,000-4,000 years ago. Why do you think how so much that the pharaohs have been preserved, you know, with mummification? You see? Okay, you see, but they don't want to give us credit for that. You see, they call us a bunch of haters. They call us a bunch of racists. They call us a bunch of, where was the other term? Oh, yeah, of course, the NGR term. You know what I mean?
So oh, that's
when the X-Men came. Cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They get mad. That's the first word out their mouth.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt, you know. And then on top of it, too, is that they don't never want us to acknowledge our accomplishments. They don't never want us to be proud of where we came from. And we will continue to keep telling you on this platform is that, hey, we had to show you Caucasoids how to wash your stinking, filthy, nasty asses. Because you all didn't believe in bathing. You thought washing your body was a sin. And then when you look at your castles in Europe, particularly in England, okay, you know the thing that they call the moat where they'll say up the drawbridge over the moat? You know what the moat was, right?
Yes.
Their sewer.
Yeah.
Okay. In Kemet, they had, you know, a very, very, you know, highly advanced sewage system. You see what I mean? Uh-huh. Also, too, in Kemet, that they used to communicate, you know, the water with devices where they would speak spoken words. And then miles away, people would be able to hear the spoken words through the water. But they don't want us knowing that about ourselves. You see what I mean? And then also, too, as Dr. Ashwat Kwesi has pointed out in his lectures, when you take the Great Pyramid, multiply the base of it by the height, it will give you the exact distance between the earth and the sun. See? And then, of course, you know, and from what I understand, that they were also had the finish of it in gold. But then over the centuries and millenniums, you know, you had bandits come there, steal the gold, tear it down. Then when Napoleon, you know, had went through there, he started shooting the noses off of some of our historical figures. Why? Because they don't want the black man to know him by himself. Exactly. That's exactly what that was about. You see what I'm saying? And then I'm going to go up here and recover a note about Jacques Chirac. Now, let me see if I can go up here and find it. Okay, just give me a few minutes. All right. And then and I'm going to quote him. And then, of course, you know, all down through American history where even Lincoln himself had said that if he could save the Union by not freeing these slaves, he would do it. You see what I mean? It's because he had wanted to keep the Union together. He didn't give a damn about the slaves. He just wanted to keep the Union together. Sound like somebody's driving.
No, that was, we in the hood, so stay off the boulevard, so it's a lot of traffic.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And
can
definitely close,
you
know.
Say
they that again?
Hear gunshots, Bucket.
Oh, you was hearing gunshots?
You know, that's an everyday occurrence over here.
Well, be sure to hit the deck first. You know what I mean?
Oh, I
yeah, that's everyday occurrence right here. You know?
The show must go on. How many times have I done a show where
there's
active gunshots?
Yep. Yeah, it's all insanity, you know, and it's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they, you know, and you know, in this path of self-destruction, you know, that we got to get off of, you see what I'm saying? Even more so. Say, hold on, folks. I'm going to read a quote here from Jacques Chirac. And then his other phone, you know, is messing up on me. Wow. Okay, let's see here. It's Jacques Chirac. Okay. Let's see right here. Jacques Chirac. Okay, let's see here. And then also, too, they're saying that Sasha Obama just turned 21.
Mm.
What have you. Yep.
She married to a white boy.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. You know what I'm saying? And they call that crap there, you know, progress. And me personally, I can't see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's nothing more than self-hate. Hold on. All right, I'm on the speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right, yeah, and the stuff is ridiculous, you know what I'm saying, of all what they got going on and what have you. And it's going to stay, you know, crazy and more crazy, you know, because, you know, we keep going for it. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. They keep going for it. And then, of course, you know, they always want us to go with this all-inclusive BS, you see, as opposed to us, you know, doing for ourselves. And then, of course, when these other groups come out here and talk about that they're doing for themselves, nobody doesn't say nothing about it, you see. But as soon as we do, oh, no, you know, there's a problem. You guys, you know, are racist, this, that, the other, you know. That happened so long ago. Yeah, but those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it as well, too. Now, I ask you, yeah, in this madness that's currently going on, are they repeating it or not?
Are they?
See? Yeah, of course they're repeating it. You see? Of course they're repeating it. You know? And then they don't never want us to be self-sufficient. Why? Because too many other people are making money off of us. See, that's the problem. You see?
Yeah.
Right, that's the problem right there. You know?
Yeah.
And then, two. Okay. All right, here we go. All right. These here are the words of Jacques Chirac, who is the former president of France. We bled Africa for 4.5 centuries. We looted their raw materials. Then we told lies that Africans are good for nothing. In the name of religion, we destroyed their culture. And after being made rich at their expense, we now steal their brains through miseducation propaganda to prevent them from enacting black retribution against us.
Mm.
Jacques René Chirac, former president of France. Yeah. Yeah. And they have the audacity to call that shit their progress, you know, and it's just incredible. It really is, you know, it's because they would sit up there, they want us to hate ourselves, you know what I mean? And then on top of that as well is that they want us to be forgiven, you know, don't comment on it, you know, just forget about it. Okay, but they made it a point for us not to forget. You see what I mean? They made it a point for us is that they were stripping off us our culture and brutalizing our ancestors. You see, they made it a point for us not to forget. You see what I'm saying? And it's crazy. It really is. And then also, too, folks, you know, please give us a call at 516-418-5996. This is Shabaka's Black Experience in association with Frontline Black News. We're doing our marathon here for Juneteenth. And on this episode, we're speaking about our long-term ancestors. So call one, call all, you know. And then the cold part about it, too, Brother Chay, is that when they sit up here and they miseducate our youth in these public indoctrination centers, okay, the same thing, you know, keeps being perpetuated again and again and again, you see? And it's sickening, you know what I mean? It really is sickening. And then the sad part about it is that when we sit up there and we try to correct this situation, you know, then they want to sit up there you know, and call us racist is because we're dealing, you know, with some very, very serious issues right here. They say that they don't want us to have knowledge of ourselves about, that they don't want us, you know, to be proud of ourselves. They want us, you see, to sit up there and hang ourselves, you know, physically, mentally, culturally, you see, and spiritually, you know. And they made it a point to dispirit us. You see, that's the sad part about it. You see, to dispirit us is what they want to do. You see, and that there in itself is sickening as well, too. So once again, folks, you know, I'm your host, Shabaka Sankore of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Also, too, I'm the West Coast correspondent for Frontline Black News. Definitely check us out. Check out the hashtag Biotechnical Barbarians, okay, it's because, you know, that they is dealing with all this diabolical crap that they got going on, you know, up there in Silicon Game Valley. You see what I mean? Where, you know, they just want us to sit up there and, you know, and to be self-destructive. They want to sit up there and they want to manipulate us. And they want to sit up there and they want to lie to us and lie on us and get us to perpetuate this stuff. Jeff Fard, another one of them. You know, Jeff Fard, yeah, I'm talking about you out there out of Denver. You banned me off of your show, which is fine, great, beautiful, but we won't ban you off of ours. You see, because you inclusive individuals in the black community, you guys are a detriment to our progress. And also, too, I think our chat room is open. And then feel free, you know, to leave us some comments on that. Leave your hate mail on that as well, too. You see, because that just simply means is that we are speaking the truth here. And they don't like it. You see what I mean? And we're not interested in them liking it at all. You see? You know, we could care less if you like it or not. We're not saying it for you to like. What it is it's time for white America to cut the check for reparations. $100 trillion in tangibles. Now, what is a tangible? A tangible is something that you can see, touch, and feel, okay? No. So therefore, when we listen to Sleepy Joe come out here with this nonsense about that we're all in this together, no, that's bullshit. No, black family, we as black people are in it together for ourselves, you see, it's because you're not going to progress, you know, sitting up there appeasing to your oppressor.
No. Okay?
And to quote the words of the Queen Mother, never in the history of mankind, never in the history of the world, has any people ever gained a freedom by appealing to the moral consciousness of their oppressor.
Never.
Dr. King saw that shortly before he was
killed.
Yeah. You see? Now, there have been those who have made the statement to me is that when the Moors were ruling Southern Europe for 700 years, someone is going to say to me, well, don't you think those guys are going after the white girls and this, that, there, the other? Now, my question is to that, and once again, I never got a straight answer, you know what I'm saying? But why would you do that when you got East Africa over there in Ethiopia with all those hypnotically beautiful women? I can't see it. Why would you have to go up there you know, in the Southern Europe?
Yeah, I can't see it either.
Yeah, you see? And so, once again, you know, you Biden supporters are still welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996. You see? We'll listen to you. You know what I'm saying? We definitely will. But, however, moving right along, is that talk a little bit about our medical accomplishments, like Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, who in the city of Chicago performed the first open heart surgery. And I believe this was like about in the late 1890s, you see. And then not to mention, you know, all our black scholars and innovators. Like, yeah, Dr. Charles Duke. You saw what happened with Dr. Charles Drew. He's the one, you know, that gave the world the concept of blood plasma. But how did Dr. Charles Drew die? He was in an auto accident, and they refused to allow him into the hospital in North Carolina. And then, like, when we had Billie Holiday, you know, great vocalist, you know, who would did the song called Strange Fruit. And as I traveled through the South about 6 months ago, you know, seeing those weeping willow trees, the, you know, those words kept going through my mind. You know, black body blowing in the southern breeze.
Mm.
You know, southern trees bear a strange fruit. See?
Yeah, meaning black bodies.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Kill us for recreation. Where do you think the term picnic came from? Pick a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
To lynch. White America go out there, publicly lynch and castrate black men, and they'll sit up there and smile and grin at it.
Yep. And take souvenirs.
But we're, yeah. But we're not supposed to be upset about that. We're not supposed to say anything about it. We're supposed to be all inclusive. You know what I mean?
No. We need to be exclusive.
Oh, absolutely. We need to be self-sufficient. And the only way to be self-sufficient is that we got to get our children out of the public indoctrination centers in their formative years. And even Jane Elliott, you know, who is a white woman, had went up there and stated of how the public educational system is detrimental to black students.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You know. She even got up there and said that. So what should I tell you? You see what I'm saying? What should I tell you? What should that tell you? You see? So our callers are welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996, you know? And then also, too, you know, I'm Shabaka Sankore, the host of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We also are with Frontline Black News, in which we are the West Coast correspondent. Also, too, we have Brother Chan Krumah, who's running for mayor of Denver under the Unity Party. So definitely vote for that brother, who will definitely make a change and what have you. Now, also, too, when you look at our musicians and our artists and actors and what have you, you see, like look at Paul Robeson, you see, who is a lawyer and a graduate from Colgate University. Yeah, see, let's look at Oscar Mashour, early black filmmaker in Hollywood. Yeah, see, you know, that Brother Aleem had mentioned up on his wall one time. You know, they don't say nothing positive about him. You see what I mean? And then look at all the talent that was stolen from us in the development of Hollywood.
See?
Yeah, that's crazy. You see, and then on top of it too, we are called a bunch of racists is because we sit up there and we mention these facts, you know, about it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, how dare
even
you?
Further and more insanity as well too. You see, you know, and I get it, but I don't get it. But also, too, you know, on this marathon, you know, we'd like for some of our younger generation to call in and tell us about some issues, you know, that is dealing with them as well, you see. And then on top of it as well, too, you know, the sisters are welcome to call in and drop knowledge on anything that they might have knowledge on, and you see, you know, to help upgrade the quality of life in the black community as well, you see. But it's just downright insanity of what's going on, you know? It really is. And then for us to sit up there and say that, hey, that we going to sit up here and overcome by being forgiven is bullshit. And I'm just going to be real about it. Straight out. I'm going to be straight out real about it, you see? Because, I mean, why would you sit up there and say that But then as soon as we mention it, you know, here come these individuals talking about that we're all the same, and we're not. You see? And we're not. And the reason why they do that is because they simply want you to sit up here and to believe this bullshit to keep us further and further oppressed. Why do you think, you know, they miseducate our youth? You see? Got our youth out there killing ourselves. You see? And over what? Over what? You know? And then they get the two-for-one plan. You know, one black person killed another one, you got one dead, and you got the other one doing a life sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And then,
yep.
Of course, in states like California and Colorado, where we make up a very, very little of the population, why are we making up the majority of the inmate population?
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, we're not going to mention the Tuskegee experiment, you know, where they're going to sit up there and inject black men with syphilis, you see, just to see what it does. And then the cold part about it was a black person who went out there and lured them into taking that shot. See? You know, so we had to deal, you know, with that, you know, as well. And then on top of it, and then on top of it, here in the state of California, I believe in the 1990s, they were mandating that black women get their fallopian tubes tied, you know, being an inmate. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, they don't want us to talk about shit like that.
They don't want us to talk about them sterilizations.
Exactly. You see what I mean? You know? And then of how they systemically, you know, do this stuff to us. You know what I'm saying? You know? And then we sit up there and we just go for it every election year. You know, they come up to us, you know, make lies to us and what have you. You see? And everybody, you know, thought that Biden was going to be better than Trump. And all that he's doing is continuing Trumpism. The damn price of gas out here in the state of California, man, is $7.
That's crazy.
A gallon. A gallon.
$7.
I paid it.
Gallon.
Been paying it. You see? That's just downright insanity.
It is.
You see? You know? And then they also, too, don't ever want to give recognition, you know, to those, you know, who made great contributions into the development of our history. You see?
Yeah.
You know, they really don't. You know? They really don't. They just want us to sit there, you know, and be humble, you know, be slave-minded. Don't ever want us to talk about, you know, the great legacy of where we come from. And then on top of it, you know what I mean? Is that, you know, they don't never want to give us no proper recognition for nothing.
Never.
See? But, you know, just like how you're looking at the NBA championships, we should be having our own, owning our own teams for that. You see? Yeah. And then I think it's Baltimore and, not Baltimore, Boston and the Warriors playing in it. Golden State, as they call it, you know?
Yeah, and the Celtics.
And whatnot. Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't been following. It's
just insane, you know? It really is, you see?
And
then, what now?
Our hockey team is going to the Stanley Cup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, these crackers like to tear the town down like they did in 01 and 96.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You see? And then let's look at the concept of sport, you see? You know? They don't even want us, you know, owning any teams. They want us to go out there and produce the wealth and look at what they did with Colin Kaepernick. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it looks like your team is picking him up.
Yeah. Well, I hope the Raiders do pick him up, although they're in Las Vegas now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, you know, so, hey, you know, but he's been out the league for 5-6 years, so he might have, you know, missed his prime years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, but I appreciate the sacrifice, you know, what the man did, you see? Just
yeah,
like what the heavyweight champion did over 50 years ago.
If he did that, I have not stood for the national anthem.
I refuse to stand for it. Mm-hmm. Because there was a part in the national anthem that said death to those, you know, to the slaves that helped the British. You see what I'm saying? In the war of 1812, I believe.
Yeah.
You see? But the thing is that you have to understand the slave only knew what master taught him. That's
yeah.
it.
That's it.
You see? You know? And then look at what they did to our women on the plantation system. Hell, they talk about, Boko Haram or whatever over there in Nigeria when Obama was the president.
Well, that's where gynecology originated.
Oh, yeah.
Gynecology originated during slavery because they were testing all
women. Yes, sir. Without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. And then on top of it, too, is that it's just the psychological brutalization, the spiritual brutalization, and the physical brutalization. You see what I mean? Because there's definitely a connection between mind, body, and spirit. And they did everything to dispirit us. They did everything to kill us. They did everything, you know, to inhibit our growth as a people. You see what I mean? But when you talk about, you know, the atrocities that were committed against us, they want to sit up there and talk to you about a potato famine in Ireland. They want to sit up there and tell us some other shit, you know. Look at the bubonic plague that wiped out half of Europe. You see?
Mm-hmm.
How was the bubonic plague transmitted? By rats.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? By rats. And off the research that I've done in regard to rats, they originated in Europe.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? But they want to sit up there and call us racist is because we simply, you know, go up there and stay fat. You see what I mean? And then on top of it as well, too, is that this effeminization of the black male, your sense of concept. Mm-hmm. You know, because often African societies, man, you know, individuals like that, they told them one or two things. You're going to change your ways or you got to shake the spot. You know what I'm saying? And you got like about 10 seconds to make up your mind. You see? And it wasn't that nice, you see. And then they try to say, well, we're all the same. And like I said before, things in about 2 weeks, or better yet, on the first day of summer, which was that day, on the 21st or 22nd of June, in about 10, 15 days, hey, go out there. And, you know, be out there in about 125 degree heat. And please forget your sunscreen. Yeah, and make it a point to leave your sunscreen at home, and when you can't, you just simply proved our point.
They're going to be looking like lobsters.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not that we hate you or anything like that. We're just telling you individuals about yourselves. See? You know, look at Carolyn Bryant, who sat up there and lied and said that Emmett Till whistled at her. You saw what happened, what they did to Emmett Till. He was only 14 years old.
Yeah.
And then she comes out so many years later saying that she lied.
Okay,
well, and that chick is, I mean, she's still alive, 85, 90 years old, decrepit, you know what I'm saying? And then she finally admits, oh, I lied. Mm-hmm. So this man is brutalized, murdered, you see what I'm saying, because of a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they went in, and from what I understand is that Mr. Till was from Chicago. He was visiting his grandparents in Mississippi in, what was that, 1955, I believe.
Yeah, and money.
And yep, and his mother, you know, had put her son's remains on public display just to show the evilness, the brutalization of it.
Yeah.
Of what they did to Emmett Till. See?
Yeah.
And this is why I don't understand Lil Wayne making a record talking about he'll beat it up like Emmett Till. You know what
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne.
But Universal Music Group gave him $100 million. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's let Lil Wayne ride his ass here in the middle of the night through the streets of Los Angeles and you see and see if he don't get pulled over. You see what I mean?
He can't even go to Los Angeles.
Yeah. You see? You see what I'm saying? You know?
Huh.
Crazy. You know, it's just downright insane. It's crazy. You know? And they want us to sit up here and be forgiven, you know, with all this old crap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And once again, y'all want to sit up there want us to be forgiven of your brutalization toward us. But then when we sit up here, when we talk about our ancestors, the positive contributions they made, not so much to the United States, but in the world's development, oh, you guys are racist. You guys shouldn't think like that. But however, they want us to sit up here and sympathize and support a man who's going up here wearing women's clothes. You see?
Hmm.
That's insanity.
That
and
is
then
insane.
Also, too. And then also, too, you know, when we talk about, you know, our glorious past, they don't even want us to do that. You come up here telling me about some savages out of Rome, some savages out of Greece. You know, and then you talk about, you know, these other groups. Hey, you guys got to go hold your own nuts. We can't cape for you no more.
Right.
Right. And not only do we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our ancestors. You see? Because, you know, without them, wouldn't nothing be possible.
Nothing.
We wouldn't be here. Yeah, you see? And then let's look at the barbarism of the transatlantic slave trade.
Mm.
You see? Now you get some Caucasoids to sit up there and tell you, oh, no, well, that's happened so long ago. You know, the best thing it is to forget. No. So you can come up here and brutalize us again. You know what I'm saying? You want to come up there and brutalize us again. You know? And it just ain't making no sense. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's downright crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. You know, it's insane. You know? And they want us to keep going on, you know, believing this crap. You know what I'm saying? It's just downright insane. You know?
Right.
Really
well, that's why it's on us to teach the babies.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? It really is. Yeah, it really is. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You still there, Brother Chase?
I'm trying to get some callers, but I guess everybody is far land.
Yep. And my other phone, you know, it just cracked out. Yep. Yep.
Are you going to be able to continue?
Yeah, it just conked out. Yep. Yep. Wow.
It's okay. I mean, we started off Friday night. It's already getting late. We're going to pick it up in the morning.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So we'll do our next episode in the morning. It's because, yeah, because my device just conked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Who knows? They probably fried it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably fried it. Yep. Okay, so let's go off and sign off on this episode, and we'll resume it in the morning. And now I don't have no way to program the other episodes. So I'm going to ask you, Brother Che, if you would do it. Because I got to get over place and get another phone tomorrow.
Keep in mind, Brother Chewbacca, we're going to have the revolutionary agenda tomorrow. That's going to eat up a lot of block of time. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and also Frontline Black News is tomorrow as well. So that's going to eat up a lot of
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. And that will coincide with it as well, too.
Yep.
Okay. So let's sign out. Yeah, let's sign out on this episode, and please put it out there. Due to technical difficulties, we'll be resuming in the morning. You know, because now I got to go get another phone.
Damn.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, Jay, so we thank all our listeners, and please listen to our playback episodes and what have you. As Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced.
Yes, sir. Peace, love, light, and black and power.
Right. Indeed. Okay.
Yeah. Sound about right. No, that sound about right. Yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beat. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken.